Bulletin board. Journal junction. Do you sometimes have trouble thinking of something to write about in your journal? Many people do. Start out small. This month, write about your family. Do you have any brothers or sisters? How many? Are you the oldest, youngest, or middle child? Are any of your siblings away at school or on a mission? Make a list of your family members and write one nice thing about each of them. Time capsule. Give your future self something to remember what your life was like in 2011 by making a time capsule. Keep the time capsule in your closet or another safe place. Then open it in 2021 on January 1st, your birthday, or another special day. Decorate a shoebox or other small box. Collect small items to put in your time capsule, such as a current photo or something you made, an outline of your hand, or a string as long as you are tall. Write down information about yourself. Then write down things you think might be happening in your life in 2021. Here are some ideas. 2011. Full name, family members, friends, pets, school grade and teacher, primary teacher, favorites, scripture, food, book, game, sport, school subject, song, place you've been, your testimony. 2021. Something that might be different about you. Something that will be the same about you. Places you might have traveled. What you could be studying in school. Where you might have served a mission. What you want to tell your future self. Understanding the Scriptures by Sarah Cutler. Footnote. This tells you there's more information at the bottom of the page. Asterisk. This little star symbol leads you to a date at the bottom of the page that tells you when the story happened. Chapter summary. This tells you what the chapter is about. Verse number. This tells you the number of the verse, TG. Look up the topic in the topical guide at the back of the Bible to find other scriptures about the same idea. Cross-reference. Look up the scripture to learn more about what you are reading. Run, jump, play. Musical dress-up. Number one. Get a music player or have someone play a musical instrument. Number two. Fill a bag with large size clothing, including hats and shoes. Number three. Have one person play the music and everyone else stand in a circle. Number four. When the music starts, pass the bag around. When the music stops, the person holding the bag puts on a piece of clothing out of the bag. Number five. See who ends up wearing the most clothing or the funniest outfit. End of bulletin board.